This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida, and it's Freestyle Friday.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's July 19th, episode 705, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Lord, I love to hear that sound at 5 o'clock crystal morn. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, but the beat in my truck, I'm heading to town.
Well, good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back again on this Freestyle Friday. It's good to have you back for Really Bad Ads. We haven't had you and your southern accent in a long time.
Well, I'm back. Wasn't I here last week?
No, Wendy did it last week.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, hey, I just wanted to let you know that there is a happy crying baby in the background. My husband, I'd like to thank him for babysitting this morning because he's got a very fussy baby. I can hear the crying through like two doors. So that's never good.
Can he handle it? Is he going to be able to handle it?
Oh, well, he's going to have to. I deal with it all the time.
So it is good to have you back for Really Bad Ads today. We have a good batch coming up later in the show. That should be fun. Now, are you feeling housebound yet, like a mom who needs to get out?
Let's see. Glenn, I would like to point out that yesterday I went to a doctor's appointment and I was actually excited.
That's funny.
Oh, my God, I got to go out of the house. Sweet. What, do you go to the doctor? Yeah, it doesn't matter where I'm going. I'm just excited to get out. I went to the feed store. I didn't need any feed. I just went to the feed store because it's kind of close to where the doctor's office is.
That's a new mom's
desperation.
Like, people,
they're human. Grown-ups. Yeah, it happens for sure. How did you know about that?
Oh, I just guessed. I knew that he works, and it's so darn hot out there. You really can't just take the baby and go hang out outside. So, It's hard. It's gotta be hard.
I think what gets frustrating is like I wanted to ride last night, but he's been not able to get home from work until after dark. So I don't have anybody to watch the kid. So I'm like, oh, I want to ride my horse, but I'm stuck inside because you can't take him outside. Like you said, it's too hot. And I think it's like a kind of a nasty, vicious circle that keeps happening with, okay, too hot, nobody's home, then I got to go inside. And then so I barely could get outside to feed before I had to run back inside. You know, it can be frustrating, but again, it's totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Well, I mean, we get
he's
that.
So cute.
I think anybody that works at home gets that anyway, without the kid around, and then having a kid to take care of just probably makes it worse. I know Jennifer and I get a little housebound at times, and it's like, okay, we gotta go somewhere and actually see other humans.
Yeah. Good point.
You do get that way. Hey, I'll give everybody an update here in a couple of minutes on PT. My new Hackney pony had his vet check yesterday. So I'll give everybody an update on the vet check. Yes, he did. And so we'll get an update on that in a minute. But first, let's go to Jennifer, find out what is coming up on today's show.
On today's Kentucky Performance Friday edition, the spa opens this week. And we don't mean the one down at the local strip, mean Saratoga's summer race meet. So our gal at HRTV, Dottie Ewing, is here with a look at what's coming up for this season. And following an exhilarating gallop through some equally astonishing horse headlines and horsey chit-chat, Really Bad Ads arrives on the scene like a 1972 Volkswagen Vanagon to inspire your funny bone. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, it is time for the Daily Whinnies. Well, my Daily Whinny is very exciting for all of us here at the Horse Radio Network, and I hope for you as well. It goes out to Nick from Equisketch.com. Nick is the one that has been working diligently for the last 2 months on getting our applications ready for iPhone and Android. And he has finished them. Yesterday I got an email that the Apple Store and the Android Store had approved our applications, and they're now live. Woo-hoo! So we're so excited about this. This is going to make it so much easier for you to listen to our shows right on your phones, and we cover a lot of different phones and iPods with this, and iPads. So you just go to the App Store, whether it's Android or iPhone, go to the App Store, search for Horse Radio Network, and you'll come up with the Horse Radio Network app. You download it. It takes a couple seconds, and it is very, very easy to use. Now, did you download it last night after I texted you, Jamie?
I did. It's so awesome, you guys. First of all, it's our cute little Horse Radio Network logo. So the little picture of the app is really cute. And then it's so easy. It just shows all the shows, and you click on it, and you can either... Now, that was the one thing that I didn't understand, because I'm not very tech savvy. And this is very friendly for non-tech savvy people, that, you know, let's see, you go to the front of the app. The Horses in the Morning, Stable Scoop, Horse Tip Daily, Eventing Radio Show, all the way down through all of them, all the way down to Equestrian Legends. And say I click on Horses in the Morning, and I'm like, oh, wait, let's listen to the one brought to us by Back on Track. Now, when you click on that, there's either a little cloud with a down arrow or just a volume thing. And I didn't know what the cloud with the down arrow was for.
Okay, we wanted to make it versatile for everybody, because we know a lot of people listen to shows and podcasts while they're flying or in an area where they don't get good phone reception, or they live in an area where they don't get good phone reception. So what the down arrow is, or the cloud with the down arrow, that if you're in an area, if you're connected to Wi-Fi or whatever, you hit that and it downloads the show to your phone's memory. So you can listen to it then anytime you want to, even if you don't have a phone connection. Even if you're, you know...
Ah.
So that's how you can download the shows and listen to them anytime you want. Then it acts more like an iPod, you know, an MP3 player. It just plays the file. You don't need that streaming connection. The other one that looks like a little listen button or whatever is streaming. That's actually streaming it from the servers through your phone connection or your Wi-Fi. So if you went out of phone service, that would stop. You know, it would just stop. So if you're in an area where, you know, it's a little iffy, but at home you're connected to Wi-Fi, just download them, and then you can listen to them in your car or wherever you want to. And one of the nice things is after you've listened to it, it puts a little check mark on the list beside the ones you've listened to, so you know which ones you've listened to. There's a little download button, so you can click on that and see all of your different downloads that are there and whether you've listened to them or not. And the other nice thing, Jamie, is if you start listening to a show and you get interrupted, a phone call or whatever, and you come back, it'll just pick up from the place you left off. So,
oh, that's so cool.
Yep. And so there are all those little things. Now, we want some feedback. If you play with the app and you say, oh, it should do this or it should do that or it doesn't do this, let us know. Just drop me an email and we'll try and get all those things fixed. We know there's going to be some bugs, so we want to get that done. But we tried to keep it as simple as we possibly could and not put a lot of crap. If you notice, there's no crap. It's just the shows.
Yeah, it's awesome. You did a fantastic job, or whoever did. I don't know if you
Thanks
did
to
it.
Nick.
Whoever designed it did it. Thank you, Nick. You did a fantastic job, and it's really easy. It's free to download. That's important too. It took 2 seconds to download, and I don't have great phone connection or internet, you know. So it was fantastic, easy. I'm excited about it. We have an app. There's an app for us now.
You're on an
That's
app,
so
Jamie.
Cool.
You're talking through an app. Now, one of the other cool things, too, is that I'm counting here. It must be 25. It has at least 20 or 25 of the past episodes for each show. So you can go back a good ways just with the app. Now, we couldn't put them all. They just would, I mean, we have, what, 3,000 episodes with all the shows now. So we could only put like the last 25, but it does allow you to go back a good ways and listen to past episodes as well. We encourage everybody to do this, even if you're doing iTunes. This is so much easier than iTunes and then having to sync and do all that stuff. And you know, I'm going to listen through this now to our shows too. So I'm going to give up on iTunes as far as our shows are concerned. You just don't need it. You don't need anything else but this right now. So we're very excited about it. Go download it today. Do it right now. Yay.
Done. Check mark.
Your turn.
Well, my daily Winnie goes to a woman named Joy Phoenix, and her name is spelled P-H-E-N-I-X, and you can find her blog at joyphoenix.com. And Glenn, I saw this and I thought of you, my friend. This is a fantastic, she writes these incredibly clever blogs and things that sometimes you read them and you're like, oh, that totally pertains to my life right now. And this pertains to my life right now more than anything that I've read in a while.
Okay.
And apparently you're not feeling very good today either, or not feeling very inspired. So this blog post that she's written is the bucket list, basically, for the uninspired. Like, you know, you see, oh, I want to go to Bali, or I want to climb Mount Everest. Those are not realistic bucket list things for you or I. Let's be real.
Yeah, I'm not time going and money to go, prohibit a lot of those that you know, the fantasy bucket list things.
Exactly. I'm not going to go find the Titanic, you know, or go to the... I'm not going to go do any of those things. So she's written a blog post about the things that, you know, those of us who are more realistic, maybe uninspired, things that are real on our bucket list. So I'm not going to go through all 39 of the ones, but I found some important ones that I really feel like I need to share. And this is going to hopefully make us feel better about ourselves throughout the day. When you do something like this, you're like, check it off the bucket list.
Okay? All right, I'm ready. I need some of that today. I'm ready.
Yes. So finding your phone fully charged. You know, it's like, oh, I charged it. Awesome. Like,
Jennifer is the one that's totally guilty of that because she's new to the smartphone world. So she's used to having a phone that stays charged for days and days, you know, the old flip phones.
Uh-huh.
And now she has an iPhone. It's like, damn, I got to plug this thing in every night.
Every night.
Like a baby. You got to feed it every 4 hours. It's ridiculous.
That's so true, Jennifer. It's true. Another one is meeting someone who shares my name. Isn't it fun when you're like, your name's Jamie too? That's so cool.
That's funny.
Another one is driving to or from work without stopping for a single red light.
Oh, that is so much fun. When we go to town, we don't drive to work. But when we go to town and you don't hit, and it never happens. But the rare occasions when it does, it like makes your day. Isn't it funny, really little things like that? It really does.
Like, we play the lottery, didn't hit a light.
Hey, you know, when we lived up in Boston, it was, wow, I drove to work, which is 3 miles in less than an hour. Yes.
Oh, my God, kill me. That would suck.
Yeah, that's much the way it was all the time.
Another one would be pouring a soda perfectly to the top without it overflowing.
Especially root beer.
Yeah, so bubbly. Drinking something, and this is something we can all work on today, and we should have some around because horses love these. Drinking anything through a vine of red licorice, be it Twizzlers or red vines. I want to use a red vine as a straw. Passing a police officer on the highway only to realize that you're actually going the speed limit.
Oh, and you know, what is it about that? You know, and even if you have your cruise control set right at the speed limit, you see the police officer and you panic. It's just human nature. Everybody does it.
Yeah. Imagine being a cop and being like, the guy's like, I would count people who slam on the brakes. That's what I would do.
It's everybody.
112, 113. Another one, another perfect bucket list thing for us is to stop a gas pump, boom, on an even number.
Oh, you can't do it anymore. The price is too high. The pennies are too go by too fast. It's hard. It's almost impossible to do anymore. You used to be able to do it when it was like $1.50 a gallon. I think once you get over $2.50 a gallon, you lose that ability. It's just pure luck.
Yes, you do, but that's why this is the bucket list.
Yeah, that is pure luck. Now I'm going to try it. Now I'm going to pull up the car today, and I'm going to be like, and I'm going to put $5 extra in just trying to hit the even number.
Your car's not going to let you put any more in. Stepping on the scale, and this is definitely not happening to me right now, stepping on the scale and the number being less than you expect it to be. Weighing less than you expect.
You know, that is a good one, and it happens so seldom in life.
No, it doesn't happen at all. Finding free Wi-Fi. You're just all of a sudden attached to somebody else's Wi-Fi. That's awesome.
I'm always shocked, too, at the places I'm in that have it, and I'm like, wow, Burger King has free Wi-Fi. And you're always shocked that it actually is there.
I know. And some of the most random places have Wi-Fi, but it's also always fun to have it. Hearing the car repairman say, you know what, the problem was just a fuse and it's only $20.
Now that one's funny.
This one is so perfect for today because all of you that think that it's Thursday, it's Friday. So thinking it's Thursday all day long only to realize it's Friday. That's a good bucket list thing to have.
It is. I had the opposite problem this week. I kept thinking it was Friday, and it was only Tuesday. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I had the opposite
problem. That's backwards.
Yeah.
If this was easy, it wouldn't be a bucket list item.
That's true.
You know, another one is to actually finish a crossword puzzle in the Airplane magazine in one flight.
Okay. For mine, it would be actually to finish a crossword puzzle. Period. That's what it would be. I don't think I've ever finished a crossword puzzle. Ever.
Well, the only crossword puzzle I've ever finished is in the back of People magazine because it's always all about celebrities. And it's frightening how much crap I know about celebrities and could not answer a normal crossword puzzle ever. Another one would be, we're almost done. Another one is to end the day with your white pants still white. I don't even wear white pants unless they're riding pants. My dressage breeches. That's it. The other ones, forget it. I won't even wear them.
Now, what at horse shows nowadays, and I haven't been to a lot of lower-level horse shows recently, do they still wear Jennifer used to wear skirts over her white pants, you know, to keep the white pants clean. Do we still wear sweats or skirts over our white pants, or is that not in vogue anymore?
Let me tell you, Jennifer, don't roll up to a horse show with a skirt over your pants. You'll get laughed at. I've never seen anybody do that.
Those days are over, huh?
What Gone. People do wear over them is now pajama pants.
With little smiley faces and bunnies on them.
Or something like that. And I've also noticed that it's a big trend to just wear your white riding pants all day and be completely dirty at the end of the day. I don't know why. People just, they look disgusting.
Why get two pair dirty? They're both going to be dirty and disgusting, so why do more laundry?
I know. I guess it's their thought. another one, and I don't know how this works in your house, but this would be a very big bucket list item in my house, is to have the dog actually obey my drop it command. Drop it! Boomer!
Not at this house.
Boomer! Stop it! Put it! Another, Glenn, you're the cook in your house, right?
Yes,
so another one would be to buy and slice a perfectly ripe avocado. Every time I open up an avocado, it's black or gross or rock hard. So to actually buy and slice the perfect ripe avocado, I've never done that.
You know, I wish like with things like avocados and melons and bananas and oranges. Oranges too are a tricky one because a lot of times you cut it open, it's already dried out, you know, it's already passed, but you don't know that by the skin. So they need a little, you know how you have a temperature gauge you can stick in your meat and it tells you the perfect temperature? We need one of those for produce where you can just stick it in and it says perfectly ripe, you'll like it.
Now, your wife is typing furiously to me, telling me that what makes you smile is the perfect banana.
Oh, see, this is a thing in our house. I can't eat ripe bananas. I have to have green bananas. Mine has to be a firm banana. I don't want it squishy, and I don't want it smelling like banana. I almost throw up when I go by the banana section at Walmart, and all of the bananas are like ripe, and they're not green anymore. That banana smell just gets to me. So my bananas have to be like green and barely be able to get the peel off. As soon as they get beyond that, I can't eat them.
It's frightening. I've got to make a point here, Glenn. This is the first time you and I have ever agreed on anything.
You like your bananas green, too? It's not just me?
Oh, my God. If there's a brown spot on it, or like, so you open it up and like the top, even when you open it up and the top gets squishy because you squeezed it, I can't even eat that part.
We do agree. And see, so it works perfectly in our house because Jennifer doesn't like them green. She likes them like ripe. So I can start, you know, I can eat the first couple out of the bunch, but she has to eat the rest because after 2 days,
yep.
I'd have to buy bananas every day for them to be perfect for me. And I even said to Jennifer, it's so funny you brought this up. I even said to Jennifer the other day, I said, you know, if I was wealthy, if I won the lottery, I would have a banana buyer that just dropped fresh green bananas off to me every morning. And I would have two bananas dropped off every day. And that's one of the rich things I would do. That's on my bucket list.
Isn't that funny? The rich thing I would do. Everybody must have, I don't know. Does everybody have a rich thing they would do? Because the things that I would do if I was rich, I would never wear a pair of socks twice. I would have fresh socks every day for the rest of my life. Because I hate washing and matching socks. And I love a good comfy sock. Brand new, straight out of the package. So you'd have new bananas, I'd have new socks. Is anybody else as weird as us?
Here's another thing we might agree on, because I'm one of those people, and some people can do this. If I put a pair of socks on, and even if I only wear them for like 10 minutes and then have to take them off for some reason, I cannot put the same pair of socks back on. They go in the wash. I cannot, if they've been on my feet once, I cannot put them back on, period.
Well, I'm going to agree with you there, without a doubt. Gross. It's the same thing with underwear. I mean, I change my underwear about 4 times a day. I don't know why. Take them down. You can't put them back on. Okay, then we're getting way off track. The final one for, again, you can find the entire list and see how much you agree with at joyphoenix.com, PHENIX. And this is the underachievers bucket list. The final thing, and this is so true, especially now with having to lug in a baby seat, is to score the absolute perfect front row parking spot.
Yes.
It hardly happens anymore.
Yes, that's
because
true.
You're all handicapped. But every once in a while, you pull up, you're like, oh my gosh, rock star parking, here we come. And it's so nice when you live in Phoenix and it's 112 degrees to get that awesome parking spot. I can't think of the last time I did it.
You know, do you get to use the very few, but some malls and things have the new mom or the mom parking spot with kids? So that you can actually park in that spot? Do you get to use that? You get to use that now.
You know, there are two places that had expectant mother parking. And this must be the two places in the world where more pregnant women go than anywhere in the entire world. Because in my entire pregnancy, the only two places I found it was at the grocery store on base. At the Air Force Base, they've got like 3 parking spaces for pregnant ladies. So obviously a lot of pregnant ladies in the military or wives of pregnant guys in the military. And the only other place was Babies R Us. Nobody got every parking space.
Yeah, every parking space is there.
It's shocking. It's shocking how many there are. Now, what I would like to point out is that, you know what, for most of my pregnancy, I could walk just fine. It's lugging the baby seat with the baby. They need to have new mom parking. So recently, I have still been finding myself parking in the pregnant lady parking just to be easier. Just easier. I'm like, hey. I'm close enough.
Hey, Jennifer, repost. Uta just posted on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Repost the picture she just posted. She just posted, you know how with horses, we have the health chart goes from like 1 to 10 on the health scale? She posted the banana chart from 1 to 7 of the ripeness scale of a banana. And I got to say, I'm about a 3. I can't go past the 3 on the banana scale. So Jennifer, repost that. That's terrific. Thank you, Uta. I didn't know there was an actual picture. That's great.
That's awesome.
And if you're, I see here, there's a poster too about people having trouble listening. It looks like some people can get through and some are having a little trouble this morning. One of the things I did want to mention on the app, the new app that we have for Horse Radio Network, you cannot listen to the live show live. You can listen to the recorded version when it comes out after the show, but you can't listen to it live. That's a restriction of Blog Talk Radio, the system we use. And if they ever take that restriction off, we'll be able to put it on the app. But for right now, we can't do that. So I just wanted to mention that. Hey, I got another thing for you, too. This is another kind of little list. This is off of a Facebook page called I Don't Pay for a Therapist, I Have a Horse for That. And it's a pretty good Facebook page, a lot of people posting on it. But it's a farrier horse owner communication. And this is the this is kind of funny because this happens even with the vet. Because we had the vet out. That's what reminded me of this. Let me give you a quick update here. We had the vet out yesterday for the little guy, for my new little pony, my little Hackney Rescue PT, who is doing terrific, by the way. He's eating great. His obnoxious level is way up. He's starting to act like a Hackney now. He is a good little horse, though. He has very few little vices and, you know, a lot of the Hackney traits that I was used to with our last one, he doesn't have yet. No, he's not completely healthy yet either, so we'll see if they come out. Yep. But
his neck is made from a bungee cord. But he's pretty good.
Yeah, he can twist his neck away from you in the strongest way. He's a strong little guy. But the vet said, checked his heart and did all that and looked at him and said, you know, this is a nice little pony. His conformation's good. He'll fill out nicely. He didn't see anything wrong with him. He stood perfectly still for the shots. We weren't what other Hackney does
really?
That? Yes. I mean, he just stood there.
None.
That's exactly right.
The vet did comment that he was a little concerned the needle might pop out the other side of his neck.
Yeah.
But he managed.
He said, I don't know if I can hit muscle with this when there isn't any. So, but he liked him. He said, I think this is a neat little horse, and he's doing just fine. So he's doing good. So far, so good with little PT. He's coming away. I think he's gained a little bit of weight already. I posted a picture on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page yesterday of him eating, and I think he's actually come a little ways here since we're going to try a bath this weekend. We'll see how that goes. For all those that were on Poo Patrol with us earlier in the week, completely normal now. Completely normal. No more runs.
Now, let me ask you a question. I'm a little lost because just a moment ago you were talking about the farrier thing.
Yes, which I never got to.
Now you're on a tangent. Yeah, we'll go back to that real quick.
Okay. All right. So these are for farrier horse owner communications. So this is the farrier, what the farrier says, and then what you hear. Okay. So the farrier says.
Okay. So you read what the farrier says, and I'll tell you what the women hear.
Okay, got it. I think I can help this horse.
I can fix this horse.
It's true. That's what you hear. Farrier, because of your horse's previous case history, the shoe that your vet has prescribed may not be effective for this particular problem.
Your vet doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
How many times have we all been through that one? I need for you to improve the working conditions in this shoeing area.
I'm too good to shoe your horses.
Yes. Sure. You know, I've had farriers that even have fired people. You know, they fired people though, and they didn't like the area that they were working in. I will be out sometime next week.
I will definitely be there on Sunday. because they love to work on Sundays.
Yes, they do. I stand behind my work.
And I stand behind it even if the shoes come off after 12 weeks.
That is one of the... I've talked to farriers on the show before, and that's one of their biggest complaints. It's like, look, we guarantee our work. You got a week. After a week, if that shoe comes off, you're paying. You know, that is one of their biggest gripes, is that people, you know, the shoe comes off in 4 weeks, and they expect them to put it back on. That horse needs training to learn to stand for shoeing.
I will train your horse each time I come to shoe him. That's what I heard.
Talk about Hackneys. My first Hackney would stand. He stood for shoeing. Unfortunately, he stood on his two hind legs the entire time that the farrier was there. Now, he's a little guy. He was 12'2", about the same height as one I have now. But he would be on his hind legs the entire time. And finally, it was female farrier, and she was tough as nails. She said, I'm just not going to do him anymore. And I said, okay, just give him one more shot. And then we learned about Kava Kava, and we gave him Kava Kava, and he stood then for the farrier. But otherwise, if we didn't give him Kava Kava before the farrier showed up, he would be on his two hind legs the entire time. Let's... Okay, now,
we're
going to
touch on that at another part, because I don't know what Kava Kava is, nor do I know what it does for horses.
All right, we'll touch on that another day. There has been some success correcting foal limb deviations.
You have got a Derby winner here, my friend.
Farrier says, hitting a horse is not the best way to teach him to stand for shoeing.
What I heard was, give him a carrot and maybe he'll hold still.
And the best one, farriers love this one too. The farrier says, here is the bill for today's services.
And what I heard was, you know what? He just paid this whenever you want to.
That's probably the biggest one too. All right, let's take a break for our commercial. Kentucky Performance Products is our terrific sponsor for today's show. And we're going to be right back to speak with Dottie Ewing of HRTV about what's going on over there. And I know there's a couple race meets starting up and things. So we're going to talk a little racing after we come back.
Well, it's a hot one out there, and the heat wave has hit much of the United States and the rest of the world. Well, don't let dehydration and electrolyte imbalance sideline your horse. Summer Games electrolytes are formulated to replace both the electrolytes and the trace minerals that are lost when your horse sweats. Its concentrated formula allows you to easily feed the correct amount to meet your horse's changing needs. This electrolyte was developed for the equine athletes at the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta. We all know that it can get hot in Atlanta. For horses on the go, use Summer Games Electrolyte Plus Paste. Each dose contains a serving of Nalox Equine Antacid for double the protection against stress. And, of course, you can find all of that at Kentucky Performance Products. They take out the confusion of choosing the right supplement. And you can find them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
Well, thank you to Kentucky Performance Products. Don't forget to follow them on Facebook. Head on over to Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook. She's always posting good nutritional information and things over there. So you definitely want to give them a like. Well, next up, we have a friend of the Horse Radio Network comes on regularly to talk to us about what's going on over at HRTV. And I think today we're going to talk a little racing. Good morning, Dottie Ewing.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are terrific. We're just having a little fun here on the show this morning, talking about bananas and, you know, ripeness scale and things like that. Isn't that what every horse show talks about, Dottie?
That's very good. Kava Kava and all.
Yes, that's right. Isn't this what every horse show talks about?
yes, absolutely.
So what's going on at HR?
So well.
What's going on at HRTV? What's new?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. There's a lot going on, and we continue to advance in a lot of different ways. But today's, as you may know, today's opening day for Saratoga, and it's a very exciting time for us too, because we're covering Saratoga really well. We're the only television network covering it on site. Beginning next week, we have talent on site. And through the end of the meet, and they'll be conducting interviews and talking to owners and giving us expanded coverage and insight into what's going on with the horses at Saratoga in preparation even for the Breeders' Cup. So the summer's a pretty hot time right now, and we're excited to have that coverage.
Hey, Dottie.
We're close to the action. And
tell us a little bit about Saratoga. If I'm not real familiar with it, I've never been there. So can you tell us a little bit about the track? And
you know, it's located in New York. It's a beautiful sort of destination spa kind of resort. There's a spa there, and people used to go and take the waters, and now they go for racing. And it's, I think, 150 years old this year. So it's going through, you know, sort of a legacy celebration, and it's very dressy. It's people go there, and it's one of the finest tracks in the country, and that's what I can tell you.
Well, the girls wear big hats. I'm sure Wendy would want to know that.
Oh, yes, yes. And there are special days when people dress up as they do for the bigger races, and it's very festive. It's sort of like Del Mar. I mean, it's a party.
You know, the one track, too, that I've been to in the past and I have fond memories of, when Jennifer and I made our first pilgrimage to Lexington 22 years ago, probably, when everything was a lot smaller in Lexington than it is now. One of the things we ended up doing was going to the Red Mile and watching the sulky racing at the Red Mile. And they had a Dixieland band going and they had barbecue pits going. It was just a festive party. And it's one of the fondest memories I ever have of going to a racetrack was the Red Mile.
Well, that's good. That's good. Have you ever won in wagering? That would make you remember something fond with
you. You know, I have won two trifectas in my life, and I always play the trifectas, and I've won two in my life, and they both paid about $25. So, that's my success story of wagering. So the answer is no.
Well, here's what I'd like to suggest. we are really stepping up our handicapping information through our hosts. Of course, we have a show called The Player with Jeff Siegel and Aaron Veracruzzi. But other of our talent, Christina Blacker, who, by the way, just had a baby girl, Scott Hazleton and Lafitte Pinkay the third, Peter Lurie, other people, other of our talented hosts are providing daily picks. And so HRTV is really the place to go to for the smart picks and make the right choices. So you might try that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I think I'm going to have to because I can't even read that. I can't even read the program. All those numbers, they just swim around in my head, and then I pick by name because...
You know what? We're going to have lessons on that, too. We're going to have lessons on that.
Well, you need them. I mean, an average person going to read the program at a racetrack is like, it's headache time. And nobody wants to think that hard when you're going out just to have fun.
I'd like to do a program like that and put that information on our website. I think that would be very, very helpful to a lot of people. We have 151,000 fans on Facebook now, and they are from all different disciplines, racing, English, and Western. And, in fact, their favorite horse sport is Western. And so for us to be able to help educate them about racing, if they care to, is probably a good thing for us to do. And they do come to our website often, so I think we are. But about wagering in particular, I think that would be very helpful.
Well,
can I tell you about what's really happening?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, about HRTV? That's okay. I just wanted to make sure that your listeners all knew about the free webcasts that are available on HRTV. This is a phenomenal summer for us because we've really amped up our activity for free webcasts, particularly in English show jumping. And we have already covered 5 days of Lake Placid, the Lake Placid Horse Show. We covered 5 days of the I Love New York Horse Show. And we covered the first 5 days of the Horse Show by the Bay. So we've had 15 days of free webcasts already on HRTV, and people are learning to come to us, and we're delighted to host them for these free activities. And we're also coming up the weekend of the, not this weekend, but next weekend on the 28th, we will have a webcast that starts at 2 p.m. Eastern, and it will cover the HITS $75,000 AIG Grand Prix presented by Zoetis. So we're excited about that one. Then we follow that one up on August 4th with the HITS $100,000 Grand Prix, Stronger Grand Prix presented by Zoetis. And then, of course, we're looking towards September 8th HITS Pfizer $1 million Grand Prix. And with a couple of others mixed in there. So it's our summer of a free show jumping webcast on HRTV.com.
Well, I'm glad to see that because, again, not everybody can get HRTV, and we have a lot of rural listeners out in the middle of nowhere. So that's good. And of course, you can catch all your content online anyway. But I do like that there. How do you find the free webcast? I'm on the website. So what do I do?
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, for one thing, do you see the banner at the top that's going by that has
yep.
different visuals that goes by?
Yep.
Well, when there is a free webcast, one of those will say free webcast.
Okay.
And it will say, the next one will say, you know, the HITS $75,000 AIG Grand Prix. And there will be a little red button on it that says click to watch, and you click it.
Well, I do see that you're doing,
as it's available.
You're doing some Tevis Cup coverage too, which, of course, the big day is this weekend. You're doing some coverage of that.
Yeah, that is an award-winning documentary that is online if people want to watch that. It's called Our Tevis Cup. It's an episode of Inside Information, and it won an Emmy. We're really proud of it because our Phil Kubel, one of our producers and executive and vice presidents, led the team, and they went and filmed that event two years ago. And it not only does it catch the documentary of the event, but it catches the people and the concern for the horses, and you get to know the horses and you care about them, and you get to understand the extreme care that the vets have for these animals so that no animal is hurt in this incredibly grueling trip across the Rockies.
Yeah, it is too, and we talked about it.
That's not the Rockies, it's the mountains in California.
Yeah, California. Yeah. We talked about it last week and had them on, and of course they were getting ready for it. It's going to be hot too, so they're going to have the heat to deal with this year too.
Well, at least they start at night.
Yes.
When it's cool.
Anything else?
Start in the dark. Pardon me?
Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I just would love to invite people to join us on Facebook, and you'll see all of our updates there. We post there pretty regularly, a couple times a day. If they would like to join our email list, they can do that on Facebook too, and then receive emails from us on a regular basis. And as always, for your special listeners, I have an offer. If they would like to subscribe to HRTV.com, there's a lot of content on the website that's free, including these webcasts coming up, but there's a lot of premium content as well. And if they would like to subscribe, they can use the promo code HRN13, Horse Radio Network 13, and we will give them their first month free.
Very good. And Jennifer will post that on Facebook, HRN13, so everybody can take advantage of that and get a free month over at HRTV. Well, thank you so much, Dottie, for giving us an update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well,
take care.
Well, Jamie, I'm looking at some of the coverage here on HRTV, and I was thinking about the Tevis coming up, and that reminds me that I did want to thank Dr. G yesterday for doing the first of our special monthly episodes that we're going to do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And yesterday's was on emergency preparedness and also first aid and horse safety, things like that. And she did a terrific job. She really stepped up and was a good co-host. And we got a lot of nice comments on the Facebook page about it. And talking about Tevis, Karen Chatton, who's riding there this weekend, is going to be coming on the second Tuesday of every month and doing a special endurance show all about endurance riding, and we'll have guests about endurance, but she's going to be co-hosting with me a special endurance show. So when she does hers in a couple of weeks here, she'll tell us all about riding Tevis for the third time, I think.
Awesome.
Yep. So that's
awesome.
And
it's
all coming together.
Perfect. Well, hey, you found this poem that you wanted to get out there, and I was going to say you should read it. Now, you want me to read this thing, but you found it.
Yeah, but I wanted you to read it because everybody likes when you read stuff, you know? It was a big hit when you read Black Beauty or whatever the heck sad story you read that time. You know, it was a big hit, so I thought, well, have you do it.
You know what's really disappointing is that you don't remember that story at all because you didn't pay attention. And what I really think is that I need to reread it.
Oh, no.
I really think that we just need to go through it again. You need to sit down, pay attention, take some notes, and have me read Black Beauty again.
Hey, Jennifer, could you forget to send her paycheck if she threatens to do that ever again? So you don't want to read my poem that I found? I thought it was appropriate for you.
I I will read it. It's so true. It's so true. And I wish we knew who read this. I think author is unknown on this, but if you have any information on who the author is, post that on our Facebook page or send us a message. So the poem is For Every Horse Girl. And I'm going to try to read it in poetry prose, you know, and pentameter, but we'll see how I do. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Why do I like horses? I think I must be mad. My mother wasn't horsey, and neither was my dad. But the madness hit me early, and it hit me like a curse. And I've never gotten better. In fact, I've gotten worse. I hardly read a paper, but I know who sold their horse. And I wouldn't watch the news unless Mr. Ed was on, of course. One eye's always on the heaven, but my washing waves in vain. As I rush to get the horses in case it's going to rain. I spend up every cent I've got on horsey stuff for sure. I buy saddles, bridles, fancy boots, and then I buy some more. I can't sew on a button. I don't even try, but I can back a truck and trailer in the twinkling of an eye. It's jeans and boots I live in night and day, and that smell of sweaty horses just doesn't wash away. I ache from long forgotten falls. My knees have got no skin. My toes have gone a funny shape from being stomped on again and again. But late at night when all is still and I've gone to give them hay, I touch their velvet softness and my worries float away. They give a gentle nicker and they nuzzle through my hair and I know it's where my heart is, more here than anywhere.
Very good.
I love that.
Very good.
I love that. You know what? It is. And every night I go outside, I give them all carrots. So I go to Costco and buy those giant bags of carrots. And every time I walk outside at night, there's six horses that literally nicker or scream bloody murder for me when I walk, because all they see is a big giant carrot walking out the door. And it's so fun to have that moment with them by myself at night. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have that moment too, where just that one little private moment that you have with your horse that kind of touches your heart. Jennifer, do you have, I know that you and Beaker have had a pretty long relationship at this point. Do you guys have that little moment together?
Only if there's a carrot. No. Actually, I think Beaker rather enjoys our company together. Yes.
You know, one of our favorite, though, was Jennifer, when we had our big barn and we had 20 horses in the barn and you'd bring them in at night and it was 7 o'clock and it's dark and it's cold and everybody's eating and you turn off all the lights. That moment, that minute there, 30 seconds mm-hmm. to a minute after you turn off the lights and the only sound in the barn is the horses eating. When you know you're done for the day, you're about to go in the house, and the horses are happy, and they're tucked in, and they're eating. That sound of chewing, and that's the only sound in the barn, had to be one of my favorite moments, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Versus the early morning version where it's screaming and kicking and bucket
yes,
gnashing.
That's true. <Yeah.
laughs> Banging on the walls, biting each other through the fence. Yeah, I know. Yeah, the chaos of the morning.
Hey, let's go to our song, but first we have to mention equitymfg.com. And I heard a rumor that you brought your shaken fork to the show with you last weekend.
I did, and let me tell you, that is a very popular item when you go to a horse show. So I took my shaken fork with me, and you know, not many people know what it is. So I'm in my stall, and you've got the great, you know, horse show shavings. So they're very fluffy, and so the shaken fork was perfect for the horse show world because you walk in your stall and you scoop it up and you hit the button and it vibrates all the good shavings out, which you paid $1 million for.
The show, yes.
So you want to keep the show.
That's a racket.
But what I didn't realize was the noise of my shaken fork in my stall might make people a little curious. Like, what the hell's going on in your stall? Like, you know, because everybody's in their own stall and you can't see each other. So everybody hears this. Everybody's like, what are you doing in there?
What is that noise?
And I'm like, it's normal. It's a shaking fork. So then I had to give everybody the tour of the shaking fork. And I mailed Jennifer a picture because everybody had a whole lot of fun with it. I mean, it was so entertaining. And everybody wanted to borrow my shaking fork when they were cleaning their stall. It was the most popular item at the horse show. And I knew it would be. I just knew it would be. So anytime it was sitting outside, somebody else would pick it up and you'd hear in their stall, it was awesome. And, you know, you have to learn like how much of button squeeze you have to do at one time. Like if you just mash the button down, it vibrates everything off, you know, so you have, that's a little bit of a touch that you have to have with your shaking fork. And so it was fun to watch everybody because I had that learning curve as well when I first got it as how much of the button you can mash. And it would be so funny to watch like like Rachel, my student who's 13, and the shaking fork's bigger than she is. And she picks it up and mashes the button and all the poop flies up almost in her face because she hit the button. So I'm like, softer? Softer.
That's right.
And then by the end, everybody's got it figured out. You know, it's not that much of a challenge, but it sure is entertaining to watch a 13-year-old get poop in her face. It was great. So you have to scoop it up and then just mash the button. It's kind of as heavy as the pile is. That's how heavy you want to mash the button. And it was great. Very popular item at the horse show. I'm sure that they're going to get some calls this week because everybody loved it. And it's so great for horse shows. I saved so much bedding. And, you know, you can buy those bags of bedding at your local feed store for $5 and you're paying $15 for a thing of it at horse shows. So you really want to save it all and not have to go buy anymore. I saved so much money and will over the course of all these competitions just by the amount of shavings that I'll save. So it's a fantastic purchase. If you want to be very popular at the horse show and be entertaining, be entertained, grab the shaking fork. Go ahead and give out the website, Glenn, because I don't have it in front of me.
EquityMFG.com. EquityMFG.com.
That's it. EquityMFG. Go ahead and get it. Take it to the horse show. You'll be the most popular person when you clean your stall.
Very good. Thank you, Jamie. Well, right after the song today, Girl with a Guitar by Chancey Neal, we have Kat coming up from Eat Your Tart Out, from the blog Eat Your Tart Out, and she's a horse girl and a good friend of the Horse Radio Network, and she offered up one of the prizes today for Really Bad Ads. So we'll talk to her in just a couple minutes.
Here I am 500 miles from home. It's a scary thing striking out on your own. I got a hurt from mama still on my mind. But daddy's little girl is doing fine. Tears in my eyes, a smile on my face. The rest of my life starts today. I'm just a girl with a guitar, asking the Lord to take me far. I got a big dream and a repertoire and a fire in my soul. Taking my chances, my north and my home. Hoping and praying that there's one more lucky star for a girl on the guitar. I sing it late at night when I'm alone. It break my daddy's heart if he only knew how many doors this town will fling on you. This road is long and it's short and straight. Step by step, finding my way. I'm back in my home. Hoping and praying that there's one more lucky star. I'm met some folks who like my song. That's good enough to keep me coming on. Well, I'm just a girl.
Well, that was Girl with a Guitar by Chancey Neal. You can find all of her music at chanceyneal.com. And I know she's doing some concerts and things down in Tennessee right now, so you can check out her schedule there as well. She's a horse girl. I think she does barrel racing. So we are Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek, and here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is over there in the producer chair. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, Jamie, on the Stable Scoop radio show, Kat from the blog Eat Your Tart Out, who's a horse girl we've known for many years and a good friend, she did a little segment on cupcakes in a jar. That's right, jar cakes. I call them jar cakes, but they're cupcakes in a jar, and she makes them and sells them at a little farmer's market where she's at, and we talked about how to make them and everything, and she wanted to say a little thank you to all of our listeners who follow her over at Eat Your Tart Out, so she donated one of the prizes today for Really Bad Ads, and Yay. We have Kat on here with us this morning. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for doing that for our listeners.
Hey, Kat. Hey there. Well, I'm really glad and excited that I can share it with everybody. I know it's been hard. I've had a few people asking if I can sell them, and I unfortunately can't due to state laws, but I thought it would be fun all the same just to go ahead and donate them and as a nice gift to somebody who wins Really Bad Ads this week.
And it was really cool because she's also offered, Jamie, to make their flavor of their choice and any dietary restriction, if possible. So being very generous about it.
State law, schmate law. Don't listen to that crap. Do whatever you want. Come on.
I know. Well, I get ready for the farmer's market pretty much every Friday, so it's a nice thing I can kind of add on. But I do a lot of, like, you know, wheat-free and vegan and sugar-free options. So, you know, I figured it's always a good challenge. It's, you know, a lot of people, when they go ahead and they ask me what flavors to do, it's sometimes a bit of a challenge. I know Uta has asked me to do a Black Forest cake. So unfortunately, with my small town I live in, I can't get liquor to save my life. So I'm trying to sort that out for her. But with that said, you know, it's given me a fun challenge to kind of create new flavors and, you know, design new things. So I'm all for it. And then supporting the Horse Radio Network is also fun, too. So thanks, guys.
And these are cupcakes in a jar. They're mason jars, and you bake the cupcakes right in the jar, and then she ices them. And that's the part that really looks cool, because she puts, like, tons of icing, which is the way it should be. In my opinion, a cupcake should be about 80% cup, or about 80% icing and 20% cupcake. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are like that, too. So, you know, it's fun because with the jars and the cupcakes, you can really customize it. So if you want fillings and things like that, you can do it really easily. And what's brilliant about it is, especially for the horse person, you can take them, you can put them in your coolers. They're not going to flop around all, you know, when you're moving everything. And they'll stay good for quite a while, you know. So it works out.
All right. Really quick, can I see this on your blog and give us the address? Because I'm confused as to what the vision is that you guys are talking about.
Sure. So my blog is eatyourtartout.com, and tart is spelled with an E. And if you just type in the search, cupcakes in a jar, or you continue to scroll down, you'll see it. There's a big blog post kind of going through all the tips and tricks that I found when making them for my farmer's market and for different gifts for people, and just kind of takes you through the process. Mm. But basically what you're doing is so those little canning jars, the pint-sized ones that you'd see like jams and jellies in, you're baking a cupcake in them, and then you're putting frosting on the top, sealing them up, and then you're taking them, you're giving them away, and that's basically what they are.
So when you did, this is awesome. Okay, I see them now. So now with canning, sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge to me to get the top sealed and everything. Can this be something you just put the top on and twist it closed, or do you have to like do the suction thing and all that?
Yeah, no. If you did the suction thing, you'd totally melt the frosting. So these are just, you pop the top on, you go. Kind of like if you were to store like different things. You know, so again, for the horse person, this is something you can do ahead when you've got the time. Not that many horse people have got a lot of extra time, but if you're getting ready for a horse show, this is a great thing you can take with you, or if you know you're going to be out on the road, or, you know, so they'll last for, you know, longer than they would if you just kind of plop them into like a container and took them off, you know.
This is so cute. I love this idea. And there's only one problem I have is as I'm looking through this blog, I notice that there is a little button for the Stable Scoop radio show, and there's not one for horses in the morning. And I'm going to have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and fix that. So now that I'm on here and talking to you guys, I can fix that. But, you know, you got to give me some props, too, if I'm going to give you some.
Absolutely. This is adorable. This is awesome. What a, you know, I'm not a baker by any stretch, but this looks easy enough for me to do.
Right. Well, and that's what I wanted, is just to kind of break down the barriers. And while I do it with all the fancy ingredients and all that kind of stuff, you don't have to. You know, you can just take a cake mix, pop it in there. I gave you the tips to be able to do it, and then you just put some frosting on top and you go. So it can be very easy, or it can be as difficult as you make it.
Well, Kat, seeing you're on and you're the food person around here, and so we need an opinion. This came up earlier in the show, is bananas. Let's talk bananas here a second, because we've gotten so many comments on our Facebook page about the scale of the banana ripeness scale. Now, Jamie and I are both, we like them green. Greener the better. They can't smell like a banana, and they can't be mushy at all. But apparently we're in the minority, because everybody on here is sort of picking the riper ones. Where do you fall on the banana scale?
I fall kind of in between that stage. So when they're still yellow and they've got maybe a few of the brown spots on them, but not too much further. I just find them, the texture is just a little bit weird for me. I love them for baking at that point, but I just like it when the sugar is a little bit more intense, but not too much. Like, I just can't handle that otherwise. I think I fall in the middle.
All right, good. Well, we appreciate everybody posting on Facebook about that. And you can follow Kat. It's Eat Your Tart Out, and it's T-A-R-T-E when you're spelling that out. And then also on Facebook, and you post a lot of good stuff on Facebook, and you donated. Let's tell everybody what you donated today, a six-pack of cupcakes in a jar, and we'll put you in contact with Kat if you're the winner today of Really Bad Ads, and she'll get those shipped out to you of the flavor of your choice. Thank you so much, Kat, for doing that for us.
All right, thank you guys, and have fun with the ad.
All right, see ya.
Thank you.
She's so sweet, and she comes on Stable Scoop once a month and gives us a recipe and talks about some of the fun stuff she's covered on her blog, and it always makes me hungry.
Yeah, I'm staring at this, and I'm starving. Although this is such a root beer float cupcake with vanilla frosting, and then you put the little root beer candy on top. Oh, my gosh, and a straw. I'm starving now. I am literally starving.
Well, while you're thinking about food, let's do this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles, then the deal ain't square. He's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week when it's time for really bad ads. Our listeners submit usually really bad Craigslist ads to us from the farm and home section, and we kind of pick them apart. And we give out prizes every week, thanks to the generosity of some of our sponsors. We give terrific prizes for the ones who submit the funniest ads, as we determine it by the end. And Jennifer's going to tell us what the prizes are for this week.
Week's prizes include the Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package, available only here on Horses in the Morning. The variety of pesky insects you and your horse deal with throughout the spring and summer and fall season seems endless. But fear not, because four distinct fly control options from Ultra Shield allow you to choose the type of product best suited to your weather conditions, your horse's lifestyle, and his workload. Look for absorbing Ultra Shield fly protection products at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at absorbing.com, where you can also find downloadable coupons. Next up on the prize list, Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls. Some lucky winner is going to get a gift package from Uncle Jimmy's, which may or may not feature hanging balls and licky things and squeezy buns. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls and Licky Things are the perfect long-lasting boredom-reducing horse treat for your horse. He or she will spend hours trying to lick and grab the entertaining ball. Not only is this alternative to the Jolly Ball great tasting, it is also packed with vitamins and minerals essential for your horse's everyday needs. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls are also available in sugar-free varieties. And, as we just mentioned, a bonus prize this week from Eat Your Tart Out. Someone will be winning a six-pack of cupcakes in a jar. Convenient, portable, and oh so tasty.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. A lot of terrific prizes there today. The names we're reading here are the ones who submitted the ads, not the poor people who wrote them. And I always start off with one I found in the best of Craigslist section or was posted on Craigslist at some point. And here, you know, I was thinking about Jamie being a mom, and I came across this one, and this is in South Scottsdale, Arizona. I hate to tell you, Jamie. But this is an ad from a frustrated mom. And this is what it says. Need a really skinny person. My kids are becoming really picky eaters and aren't finishing their plates. I told them there are starving people out there who would love to have that, but they don't seem to believe me. I would like to force them to throw away the food from their unfinished plates in front of someone who is really skinny and who will act hungry. I'd love for you to get into that role. Maybe a wide-eyed whimper and an extension of an emancipated claw or hand as the meatloaf slides into the trash can. Must be able to pull off dejected as you sulk away. I'd love to avoid mess skinny for obvious reasons. Also, actual hunger skinny because the meatloaf is staying in the trash. And also, I would like to avoid some sort of body image malfunction skinny because my daughter is so impressionable right now, which is why it's prime time to teach this lesson. My number one choice would be parasite skinny, but I know chances of finding that are slim.
Oh, my God. So basically, I don't want mess skinny, but hunger skinny. I don't want you to be hungry because I don't want you going through my trash. I don't want somebody who's going to give my daughter a body image. I'm sorry, you're creating a body image malfunction for your daughter. Seriously. And then you want somebody with worms.
That's right.
This is disgusting. And sadly, this probably goes on a lot in Scottsdale, Arizona, because it is the place in the world where image is everything. It's basically East LA is what we call Scottsdale. And it's disturbing. This is really disturbing.
Okay, why don't you take the first one from Dawn Bailey?
All right. Well, Dawn sent this one in. Horses sell. $600. And mind you, there's odd punctuation and zero capitalization, all lowercase. Hi there. Horse for sell or trade. White Arab gelding, 8-year-old, 15 hands. Stand for fairy. Bath, he liked to be groomed. He good horse on trails. He is easy keeper. He good with other horses is. He is sound for trails.
ask $600. If you want more info, fee free to email.
Fee free?
It's fee free. Fee free.
I'd like to add one to the farrier list earlier that farriers would like to really clean up is they are not fairies. They're farriers.
No.
Yeah.
They're not fairies.
Just clarify that. Beth sent it. Thank you,
Dawn. Do the next two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beth sent in the next one. 8-year registered Tennessee walking horse, $3,750 in Louisiana. And about every other word is capitalized here, so I'll try and do it the yell, non-yell way.
You can do it.
Show horse and pleasure riding shown in 4 country classic shows. Last year, placed 2nd in 4 by my 9-year-old granddaughter. Up to date on Coggins. Granddaughter into barrel racing now. So she's got to get quarter horse. Don't need this horse. Super nice. 15-3. Tall. Call. Don't call. L.A. About 7 miles off of I-20.
Why did they put 2 phone numbers? It says call this number and it says don't call this number. Why would you even put that?
Yeah. We don't want calls on the other number, but if I didn't put it in here, then you wouldn't know the other number, would you? And why would we capitalize like every third word? I don't get to where the capitalization went.
Well, and is not important. Show horse and pleasure riding. You did fantastic reading that. Good job. Good job. I think it was some kind of code.
Yes, it probably was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the next one is by Reba Jameson. Sorry, I was adjusting here. The next one's by Reba Jameson. Sorry. Wackier Jumping Jack, $1,200 in Ocala. Oh, God. Wackier Jumping Jack in Ocala, $1,200. Wackier Jumping Jack in like new shape, only used few times, $1,200. What the hell's a Wackier Jumping Jack? Do you know?
Well, I don't know. What is a Wackier Jumping Jack?
I have no idea. Jennifer, do you know what a Wackier Jumping Jack is?
No idea. Jumping Jack that is high in energy and ill-mannered?
Oh, you mean an animal?
I have no idea what it is. That was a wild guess.
Okay, a Wacker Jumping Jack is... It's a tamper. Like, it's a contractor's tool that smashes stuff.
Oh. So this is one that's a little crazy. It's wackier. It's a little crazy.
It's wackier.
It goes off by itself, smashing things.
If it's in, like, new shape and only used a few times, a great deal at $1,200. Because these are, like, $1,800.
Oh, there you go. But this one's a little wacky, so be careful.
Yeah. Okay, the next one came in. You can put your name in when you send her your email. So this is coming from Ram. Need help one day, $300 cash. And this is in New Jersey. $300 for one day's work. What kind of job would that be? Huh. It's about an hour job, if that. Wow, so this is $300 for 1 hour. What could the job be? I have bed bugs. Oh, God. I have bed bugs and need help carrying out a queen mattress and box springs and then carrying in the new mattress and box springs. It'll take about 30 minutes, I guess. And since I'm desperate with no one to help me, I'm paying $300 cash. Please call me. My name is Rita. Wow.
All right, who, you'd have to be desperate to want to go over there, help her carry her bed bug infested mattress outside. You're going to get them on you, you're going to bring them home, and then you're going to be carrying your bed bug infested mattress outside. You'd have to be desperate. Would you do that for $300?
You But you, it's funny. You see the title, and it's like, need help one day. One day, $300 cash. And to me, that means that if this is on Craigslist, they want you to do something while you're naked. So you click on it, and wait, all you need is me for an hour, and I don't have to be naked? Oh, wait. I have bed bugs. Yeah. I would not need to do that job.
No.
Thank you,
I'm not volunteering for that one either.
Good
I don't care
how.
I'd start first. All right. I don't know how to say this name. Emilia? Is it Emilia? Emilia. I think that's how you say it.
Emilia.
That's a pretty name. Emilia sent this one in. Such a pretty name for such an interesting ad. The title is Evil Puppy. Labrador Retriever Chow Chow Mix, an adoptable dog in Ohio. Evil Puppy is a three-month-old female Labrador Retriever Chow Chow Beagle Mix. Oh, there's a combination. Evil Puppy has creased brow and makes her look evil. She is, however, just a playful puppy who likes to give kisses and romp around. Please call about adopting Evil Puppy at the Humane Society serving Crawford County.
Oh, poor little thing has like, it's almost like Grumpy Cat.
Yes, it is. That's
it's right. Evil Puppy.
I think if you want to adopt it out, you're going to have to change its name. I think that's going to be priority number one. Evil Puppy.
I think it's awesome.
He's a cousin of the Beast. He and the Beast would probably get along great.
Man, I actually thought maybe it was an evil puppy, but it wasn't. Lorraine Peachy sent this one in. Why are these so bizarre? And this is, I think, Phoenix as well. Handicapped goat needs a new home. Handicapped goat. This sweet female goat is in need of a new home. She is handicapped / crippled. She has, she has four legs, but only three hooks. Not sure what happened to her or how it happened, but it really doesn't slow her down or seem to bother her. She may have been born like this for all I know. She belongs to my uncle who recently passed away. She's pretty tame, a little shy, scared at first. She is fairly young. She's never been bred. I really want her to go to a home that won't eat her or harm her. I'd like $15 or make me an offer. She'd make a great companion goat to another animal or person. She's good around children. She's also pretty quiet. Well, that last part is a lie. No goat is quiet, okay? That's total crap. They don't make quiet goats.
That's true.
They scream all the time. My next door neighbor has four, and I want to shoot them, and I'm a pacifist vegetarian. I still want to shoot her goats. So, liar.
Robin Kane sent the following in. Must go. Hey, well, this is no punctuation at all. How did I get this?
You want me to read it?
Yeah, you're better at these.
You didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Robin. Thank you very much. At least it's short. Must go. Hate to give them away. Tried selling them, but I couldn't fast enough. I have two potbelly pigs, six goats, and three chickens. One lives inside with me since my wife left. They are all very healthy and happy and would like them to stay that way. Please call me ASAP if you can take them. I have to be out by 5 p.m. tonight. Thank you. God bless. Call or text anytime.
Oh, this poor guy, his wife left him and left him with all the animals.
And which one lives inside? One lives inside with him. Is it the pig, the goat, or the chicken? He doesn't really specify.
This would be like you leaving Chad and leaving him with the whole farm full of critters. Two potbelly pigs and
but
six goats.
He has to be out by 5 p.m. So basically I'm moving and I can't take them with me.
No.
And I'm going to leave here.
It'd be hard to find a home for six potbelly pigs, six goats and two potbelly pigs and three chickens by 5 p.m. the same day. That's going to be a tough one.
Good luck.
But did you notice he doesn't have in there, you can't eat them. So he might get some takers, actually.
That's true.
There's no requirement. He doesn't care. All right. Sorting Cows sent this one in. See if you can find something that there's a trend in this ad, okay? I'm going to ask you a question, all right? Four gated horses for one money, $400. You get four horses for $400. You can't beat that with a stick. Kemper, Colorado. One is a Peruvian stallion 4 years old. And guess what? He is not broke. The second one is a Pasofino that's 8 years old and in full. Guess what, Jamie?
Not broke.
Well, this one might be broke, he says. Might be broke. A thoroughbred stallion, 2 years old. Guess what? Not broke.
Not broke.
One Peruvian saddlebred filly, 4 years old. And guess what? Not broke.
Oh, boy.
Need gone as soon as possible. Do not have picks and of two and cannot get them, which means these are not broke, not trained, not halter broke, and they're in the back of a 100-acre pasture, and he can't get near these things to even take a picture of them. So there you go. Go out and collect them yourself out in the field there. $400. Take them all away. Go.
What? And sadly, they're probably all together. A Peruvian stallion, a Pasofino mare that is pregnant, a thoroughbred stallion, and a filly, and they're all out there together. Good luck lassoing them. That's
right.
Awful.
That's true. That's exactly what it's going to be, too. Either that or a dart gun, one or the other.
Denise Raymond sent in the next one, in-ground pool for my dog to swim. And this is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
Hi, sounds I'm looking good. For an in-ground pool for my dog to swim in. She's a little too chunky and needs to lose some weight. She loves to swim. She's a Labrador Retriever mix, but I don't want her in any of the nasty ponds around here. I'm hoping someone has a pool that they let their own dog swim in and will allow my dog to join in for a puppy play date. My dog is spayed, vaccinated, and very friendly. I'm hoping that I can find a place for her to swim 3 to 4 times a week, 30 minutes each time. And if necessary, I can exchange services like dog sitting, babysitting, or house cleaning.
I really expected this to end differently. I really expected this to say, and I'm a 25-year-old girl and only looking for a 25-year-old hot guy with a pool. I really expected this to become a personal ad by the end.
Yeah, it could be, except for the fact that who the hell is going to let you bring your dog to their house and use
their
pool 3 to 4 times a week?
That's
a nightmare.
That's why I was wondering if this was a personal ad. That's why I thought maybe this came out of that section.
I will be wearing my bikini while
yes,
I swim
that's
my dog
right.
in your pool.
That's right. That would probably got some responses. That one she could have, and you wouldn't have had to do any dog sitting or babysitting services. You could have
Yeah. Depends.
Yankee sent in the next one. Oh, this is disturbing too. First of all, the name is disturbing. Pee Wee Sherman Quarter Horse Registered Equibase.com $900.
Pee Wee Sherman, that's my horse.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed to ride in the class and have the announcer say, Pee Wee Sherman in the ring?
And now entering the arena, Jamie Jennings and Pee Wee Sherman.
All right. And it's an in-hand class. Ah!
Oh, that's awful.
All right. This is the... The ad reads, lightning speed, 200 to 300 yards, .. Great barrel prospect, .. Trail rides great, .. Gate broke, .. Leave hard, .. Very calm, relaxed, athletic horse, .. Great for rider in training, .. Only serious inquiries, .. Cash only.
Nice.
What does leave hard mean?
I don't.
Or shouldn't I ask when it relates to Pee Wee Sherman? I'm not sure.
Don't ask. It's Pee Wee Sherman. That's terrible. Now, ironically, Yankee.
I like this. Finally, some guy humor in this show.
Gorgeous APHA gelding bred for speed, $3,000 in Bozeman, Montana. I have an APHA gelding that just turned 6. He's an awesome horse. Pretty mellow, but he always wants to go. Would make an excellent barrel prospect. His registered name is Chasing the Gold. He's good-tempered, stands for farrier, stands while mounted, learning neck reining, and has a great gunshot within 1,000 feet of him. Does that mean he shoots guns?
And a great gun. It's not just a little gun. It's a great gun.
He has a great gunshot within 1,000 feet of him. I believe he's 15'2", 1,200 pounds. He's a large boy with a big head, ready to go in any direction. And he can shoot the hell out of a gun. APHA. Awesome. Somebody's been using this thing for cattle rustling, and he's been shot at. That's what that means. Exactly.
With a big gun, not a little one.
Oh, my.
A great gun. All right, Ashley sent in this.
Now, what is this, Rhea?
This is a funny one.
What is this?
Ashley sent in the trailer picture of the week. We always get one. Horse trailer slash goat slash hog. $350. So we can't decide whether it's a horse trailer or a goat or a hog. For sale trailer for horse, goats, or hogs. This trailer is around 8 foot long, 34 inches wide, with a door in the front to go in and out. Well, that's good. It has 15-inch six lug wheels and 2-inch bumper pull hitch. Has top on it. Pictures were taken from after a hard rain. What's that have to do with anything? Pictures were taken after a hard rain.
Well, number one, it doesn't look like it's been raining at all in this picture.
I know.
So that's lie number one. Number two is the vent system. Have you noticed that basically the vent system for this entire trailer, which the trailer is about 2 feet wide and long, the vent system is actually air conditioned vents.
You're right, out of the house.
On the wall in the front, true. Like from a house.
And the door is only about half the length, the height of the trailer. So you're going to need a mighty small horse to crawl through that door to get into this trailer. And then he's going to be facing backwards. Yes. His head's going to be sticking out the back.
Good luck getting a horse in that sucker, man. My gosh.
Now, my PT might fit. He might just walk right in there. He could fit under that door.
That's true. Your Hackney pony would be the only one to fit in this trailer.
And it looks homemade out of wood, by the way. And it doesn't have a hitch that actually works in the front. And it's red trimmed. It's a black trailer with red trim. Jennifer's going to post a picture of this on Facebook. It's another classic. We just every week.
That's actually a casket on wheels, Glenn.
Oh, it could be, actually. It's going to be if you actually try and use it to haul something. Yeah. But every week, I think we can't get a weirder trailer. And every week, we get a weirder trailer. A weird trailer. All right, you two have to pick the winner. So I am going to go up here and see what we got. We have the Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package.
All right, well, I think that one definitely goes to Ram because the bed bugs, $300, cleaning out the mattress thing, we've never seen anything like that.
All right, Ram gets that. We don't know Ram's name, but Ram gets the Ultra Shield Fly Protection Package. That's four bottles, Ultra Shield EX, Ultra Shield Red, Ultra Shield Sport, and Ultra Shield Green. That's a great package. Uncle Jimmy's gift pack. You want some hanging balls? Who are we giving Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls to?
Let's go to Yankee for Pee Wee Sherman.
Yes. Yay! Good adult humor.
Yankee.
And who gets the six-pack of Cats Eat Your Tart Out cupcakes in a jar? The yummiest treat ever.
Let's go with Ashley to have the unbelievable trailer that they found in Winchester. I am shocked by this trailer. I've never seen anything like it. And so eat your tart out, Ashley.
Very good. Thank you, everybody, for submitting again this week. Of course, you can send your ads in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line. So any horsey things this weekend, Jamie, or are you hanging around home?
I am hanging around the house and would like to try to ride my horse. At this point with the baby, it's just nice to be able to get outside at some point in the evening to be able to ride. So that's my goal is low. Last weekend it was compete. This weekend it's actually just see my horse.
Yeah, well, our big adventure for the weekend is going to be trying to give my little pony a bath, and we're going to see how that goes. So far, everything that we've done with him has surprised us because he's been pretty good about it. So if I might have some stories to tell on Monday about that particular activity. We'll find out. In the entire time that you owned your Hackney, did you ever give him a bath?
I would say that my entire time owning the Hackney, we... We did a lot of lunging baths, which is hold the pony as it runs around like an airplane on a string and just spray it.
Yes.
That's like a that Hackney bath for you.
Hackney bath.
Yeah.
I like that lunging bath, too. That's pretty good. Yeah, yep. We're actually going to start working him this weekend too. We're hopefully going to find him a bit today. The problem is we have to find a very small bit. So we're thinking of,
I got to look for my hacking paddle. I still need to look for that. You don't need a bit yet. Do all the groundwork with him, and then I'll see if I can find it. You need to text me and remind me, because again, I have no use for a hacking bridle anymore.
Yeah, that would be great, because I was told he's going to need like a 3 3/4 or a 4-inch bit. So.
It's tiny.
Yeah, it is tiny. So we're gonna have to do that. We want to start ground driving him when he's still weak and underfed, so that hopefully when he's fat and obnoxious, we at least have some groundwork done there. That's the hope anyway. But that's it for this week, everybody. Don't forget you can find us, all our past shows and all of the links to everything we talk about on the shows over at horsesinthemorning.com. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Get the new iPhone or Android app. Go download it. If you have any questions on it, let me know. Post on Facebook or drop me an email. If you see something that could be improved, we would like to hear about it as well. We'll get those changes made. Thanks to Nick again at equisketch.com for taking the time and effort to put it together. We're going to talk to him next week, too. So we appreciate that. Go download it. And have a terrific weekend, everybody. Enjoy.
Spay, neuter, and geld, everybody. Not spay, neuter, and geld, everybody. Just everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld.
And do it professionally.
Yes.